Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Batman Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and welcome on this lovely February the 4th, 2015. Tonight's podcast, which is episode 6 of Batman Talk, it is titled, Who is Your Favorite Batman Villain? Tonight we will be talking about the first villains of the Batman interactions he's had with the comic books to the latest interactions. So choose, call in and tell us who your favorite villain is and why. Why is there that one specific villain that you could always connect to or you love to see pop up or you love his ability of how he tries to kill the Batman? Yes, I want to know why. And even if it's the Joker, the most popular villain, that's fine. But tell us why. Don't just say just because he's the Joker, because then you know, it's going to be a really short show. So there you go. Okay, let's see. From Mary Code 239, welcome to the Batman Talk Podcast.
I'm Batman. Hey, it's Batman. I want to try
doing
this.
All right, Batman, how's it going?
It's going great. I watched Man of Steel today. I know it's Batman Talk, but I know you got my email saying that I watched Man of Steel for the 217th time.
You should document every single time you watch it, like put like a little check mark on a page or something.
Yeah, or just tweet it out. Every
or tweet it out, yeah.
It, right?
Number so and so, you know, like hashtag, and then the number.
And that's
number
the
five,
beauty about
number...
being on my own, because when Batman versus Superman comes out, I'm gonna go see it all opening weekend, all weekend.
Oh, that's great.
I'll get
that's great.
Money, and I'll get to use it through the.
Oh, can you imagine that time?
Money.
Is gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, I'm going to use all my spending money on that next year.
There you go.
All right,
we're still
movie.
Live here for the next 24 minutes on Batman Talk. Call in at 914-889-3033. We have another caller from area code 469.
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton, a.k.a. Superboy.
Hey, what's up, sir?
What's up, guys?
Man, yeah, so tonight we're going to be discussing who your favorite Batman villain is. Even if you don't have one, tell us the one you despise most then. So there's no way around this question. You can't say, well, I don't know any. I'm like, well, you know, there's a little website called Google. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it exists. so, yeah, who wants to start? Batman, do you want to start? Okay, go ahead.
I'd say I'd love the Joker because I absolutely loved Heath Ledger's portrayal of him in The Dark Knight. I mean, God, the Joker is just an insane maniac Batman villain. I mean, the way he just goes insane and just does things to Gotham, the way in what he did to Robin in Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker flashback on what he did to Tim Drake.
Uh-huh.
That was just crazy, and how he actually turned Tim Drake into a Joker and downloaded like a consciousness of a Joker into him. That was sad.
Yeah.
Wasn't it, Joe? Because I know all of us have seen Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker.
Oh yeah, that's one of my faves, man. I love that movie.
Oh yeah.
And Tim Drake was one of my favorite Robins, and I was hoping eventually in a Batman film we get a Dark Knight version of the Tim Drake Robin. And yeah, Joker would have to be my favorite. And since this is Batman talk, I heard after the next solo Batman film, we might get a Batman Beyond.
Whoa.
How awesome would that be, guys?
Yeah.
That would be pretty sweet.
Wait, where'd you get that from?
Movie Pilot.
Okay, cool.
That's great.
That's great. Has anyone checked out Justice League Bizarro leak?
No, I want to see that.
Justice League versus Bizarro League? That's crazy. I love it.
Yeah.
No,
really
I haven't
cool.
seen it either. I think I'm going to put it on my list to watch.
She can use her pheromones to control men, because I know Batman and Robin was a bad movie, but man, Uma Thurman, who played her, and the way she looked in the Poison Ivy costume, man, she was hot.
Do you know Poison Ivy's full name, Matt, from Florida?
Pamela Isley.
Yeah, good job.
Dr. Pamela Isley.
Good job.
Mr. Freeze, and I like Bane in The Dark Knight Rises.
Yes, someone was at work was telling me, wouldn't it be great if Bryan Cranston would play Dr. Freeze in Gotham?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome, right?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Good casting.
That'd be great.
I want to see them
with hair, you know, it's before the accident, so like with hair.
Dude, really? He could probably pull off any villain besides the Joker. You know, he could do any of them justice. Yeah, he'd be great.
Yeah.
I want to see them tease the Freeze gun in Gotham. How awesome would that be?
Oh, that'd be great.
Someone at least used Mr. Freeze's gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see the Mad Hatter soon on Gotham?
That'd be nice.
He was really one of my favorite villains.
But they did mention something about the Red Hood appearing, right, in Gotham?
Yeah,
they confirmed
in the form of the Joker, Red Hood?
For season two, I think, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, season two. And then has Harley Quinn made an appearance, the Doctor?
No. She
kind
of has on Arrow. She kind of has on Arrow, though.
Yeah, on Arrow she did. Okay, yeah, now I'm confusing the both. Two shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
oh,
on Arrow she has, and
then
Gotham she hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Jesus, tomorrow night on Marvel Film Talk, we have to talk about the Netflix Daredevil teaser.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that aired today on.
Okay. All right, thank you, Matt. Let's go to
Superboy.
Who's your favorite villain, and tell us why?
I hate to sound like a broken record here, man, but I grew up with Batman and Joker. That was my first exposure, was the 66 Batman on TV, the reruns, and then...
Oh, yeah.
And then the 89 Batman with Jack Nicholson Joker, dude, that's when I fell in love. That's the reason is because Joker, simply put, is the yin to Batman's yang. I mean, Joker doesn't even want to do it anymore when there's no Batman around. He just gives up. Read The Dark Knight Returns, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He comes back when Batman comes back, you know, and Joker needs Batman to thrive. So you need the Joker, dude. There's no Joker without Batman, and there's no Batman really without Joker. So, yeah, Joker's
that's
my
so
favorite
true.
Batman without Joker. I'm going to say a runner-up is probably, I know the popular opinions like Riddler, but I'm going to say it's probably either Freeze or Scarecrow is a runner-up for me.
Oh, Freeze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Freeze is great, and I do like Scarecrow.
Yeah, Scarecrow's great, too, especially I love what they did on the Dark Knight movies with the Scarecrow. It was a great take on that as well.
Yeah, me too.
I just wish that we'd have gotten more of him in Batman Begins. We didn't really get too much of the Scarecrow. I wish we would have got more of Scarecrow in Batman Begins.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Me too.
Is that it?
Well, yeah, in terms of, like, my favorite villain, can I just say on Gotham, it would be nice, since we don't really have a protagonist, wouldn't it be nice if they took the Grey Ghost from the Batman animated series and put him in Gotham as kind of like a pre-Batman? Like, he's the reason Bruce Wayne, like, it inspires him to become Batman watching the Grey Ghost in Gotham or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I know it was just a cartoon in the animated series, but it would be cool, like, if they incorporated Grey Ghost. That would be cool, kind of like a Zorro character.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let me give you my villains. I have a few as well. Of course, yes, the Joker. I mean, come on. It's the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I love Catwoman, and then the dynamic that she has with Bruce Wayne / Batman. I like that, Selina Kyle. And I do, if you guys remember Batman Year One, Selina Kyle, that version, that was great. My first, like, exposure to Selina Kyle. And it was pretty gritty, remember, in that comic graphic novel?
Mm-hmm.
She was a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty gritty. And last but not least, it's a recent villain that just came out in the comic books, Hush.
Yeah, Batman Hush.
Hush.
Oh, it's that guy that Bruce hit back in earlier season one, that one guy who picked on his mom who becomes Hush. I watched a video review, and he said that eventually it's a guy named Thomas in Bruce's boarding school, and asked about his mom.
Yes.
And his
mom, the childhood friend's name is Tommy Elliot.
Yeah.
So he puts on his own disguise of Hush.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Okay, so let's see. Well, it looks like Batman 75th is over now that we are into the new year. What do you guys think? Do you think DC did a great job celebrating for the entire year of Bats celebrating 75? Come on. Do you think DC did a good job? Let's go to you, Matt.
Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, come on. First, it starts off with the comic books. Then you go right into the Adam West TV shows, and then you go into the awesome Kevin Conroy animated series. To me, Kevin Conroy, for his voice, he is Batman. I mean, for God, he is freaking Batman. And then we go to the Batman films. I mean, a few good Batman films at first. And then the epic Christopher the Nolan trilogy, and now we're getting an awesome Ben Affleck Batman next year. And boy,
so
rumor
has it that
awesome
a new Batman versus Superman trailer might be showing up in front of Ascending Jupiter. Let's take a poll with the three of us here. Do you think it's going to happen? Either give me a yes or a no and tell me why. All right, let's go to you, Batman.
Well, I have no cash on me right now to go see it. I hope so, because I'm sure it'll be uploaded on the internet. It should be uploaded by the internet by now or even tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely by tomorrow, if it's going to be this weekend. Usually they do like a day of. And then if you want to see it on the big screen, you go see the movie. Okay, so Matt's saying yes. It's going to happen, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, let's go to you, Superboy. Your thoughts?
It would be awesome. I would love it, and I would hope so also, but I doubt it, dude. I hate to sound like a Debbie Downer, but I seriously doubt it. Warner Brothers hasn't even came out and confirmed anything, and usually by
That's
now...
That's right.
At least by now, they'd have came out and said, hey, yes, it's true. BVS will be released with Jupiter Ascending. They have not said a word, and Matt's right. Matt's actually right. If it's going to come out, it will be uploaded on the internet tomorrow, the day before the movie comes out. So
yeah.
We'll know tomorrow for sure whether...
Is that true?
Yeah,
we'll
know tomorrow.
YouTube like crazy, because every time I watch The Man of Steel, I like to watch fan trailers every time. There are pretty cool fan trailers they make on YouTube. And every time they say there's going to be a trailer coming out, like right before The Hobbit came out, I typed it in and it wasn't there. I mean, come on. We really still know Batman v Superman teaser?
I still think it's, I don't know, man. I really think they're probably going to save it for May with Mad Max Fury Road or whatever it's called. That's another
yeah.
Warner Brothers movie. I really think that's what they're saving it for.
It's still early. I mean, that movie doesn't come out until
2016. Yeah, man, I highly doubt it. I mean, it just doesn't feel like it's going to happen tomorrow. It really doesn't. Unless it's just a sheer stroke of genius on Warner Brothers' part and they surprise the heck out of everybody, then
yeah, if they do release it, kudos for them.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, and everyone, you know, because the last 2 months I've been saying not going to happen, and if it happens, everyone can bash me on Twitter and slap me around, and I'll take it. Because I was wrong.
Now, have you been getting a lot of like, yes, dude, it's totally going to happen on Twitter?
Not really on Twitter, just people in my real life are like, especially one guy, I won't mention his name, and he's just so sure it's going to happen. I'm like, dude, it's not going to happen.
He's got insiders?
Not. Yeah, supposedly. I think it's a movie pilot. I'm not talking about Matt either. I'm not talking about Matt.
No,
like,
no,
dude,
no. I know you're not talking about Matt.
I like to go to movie pilot just to read articles. Lately, they haven't been posting too much.
Oh, yeah, they're fun articles.
Yeah, because they're laughing.
Yeah.
They
just come. I found out about them through Facebook. And then I hit like and they just poke. They just put a whole too much information about upcoming movies through Facebook.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Gotham is doing well. As I don't know if you guys have heard that it's been renewed for another season. I know we haven't talked about it here on Batman Talk yet, but that's good. That shows that Gotham is still strong and still moving forward. And it got picked up for a second season. It looks like they're doing a good job. So let's see how far along they go. And, of course, the big question is the time jump. Will there be a time jump? Now, how disappointed do you think you'll be if there isn't a time jump, if it just continues? Let's go to you, Superboy, for your thoughts on Gotham's no time jump.
Oh, dude, it would be really disappointing. And I'm not expecting one in the first season. I'm saying, all right, at least by probably not season two either, but come on, season three or four, man, let's get the ball rolling. You know, enough of this young Bruce Wayne way back backstory. Hopefully by season three or four we'll get a 5-10 year time jump. So, but I will be disappointed if we never get one. Total BS.
Yeah. Okay, what about you, Batman?
Yeah, we need to finally see him at least going to be trained by Ra's al Ghul, because we're already being seen by seeing Ra's al Ghul on Arrow. I mean, come on. We need, like, after seeing tonight's Arrow, just wait till you see it, because from what I saw, Oliver needs Batman's
no,
help.
No spoilers, Matt. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch
it. Okay, no spoilers.
But, yeah.
But, Matt, so you will be disappointed if they just continued from season one to season two without a jump.
Yeah, a bit disappointed, but I do like how they're doing it with Jim Gordon and these villains. It's just nice to watch these shows every night.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday,
so
Wednesday, and then the comedies on Thursday. But I hope they do a time shift, though. A TV show without Batman is just no fun.
Right, of course.
We finally get a time jump.
And then were there rumors that the Graysons might make an appearance?
Yeah.
That's what I heard whispers of that, yeah.
Yeah, nothing confirmed yet, right?
I don't think
so.
Right.
But, I mean, it's kind of way too soon for the Graysons because Batman's still what? I mean, Bruce is like 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, unless it's like a really young, like 5-year-old, 6-year-old Dick Grayson, maybe.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
part of the circus family.
Yeah, unless Dick Grayson's not born yet, it's just his like brother.
Or,
yeah,
you're right. Unless he's not born, it's just the couple.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
now, here's a Batman trivia. What's the names of Dick Grayson's parents?
Oh, you got me there. I don't know that.
What about you, Matt?
I don't know who Dick Grayson's parents, but we do know that Two-Face killed his parents, right?
Who?
Two-Face and Batman Forever.
No. Yeah, and Forever, Two-Face. But I think it's Tony Zucco, right? It's Zucco that killed Grayson.
Yeah, Tony
parents.
Zucco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
All right, so let me look up the names of the parents because I always wondered. I'm like, what about, do you guys know Batman's parents' name?
Oh, yeah, Thomas and Martha.
Thomas and Martha,
yeah, Martha.
Wayne. You kidding?
Yeah. Now, isn't it weird that it's Martha Wayne
and
Martha Kent? Huh?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. I need to get that sound effect back.
Yeah, you do. We do that a lot back on Smallville Talk. No, I'm back on.
I think a lot of people got annoyed. They're like,
hey, Seuss, do they ever like tweet
you? They quickly turned on me.
Like, do they ever tweet you, like listeners, do they ever tweet you and say, hey, stop doing this or stop doing that or, hey, what happened to so-and-so? I really like listening to him. Do they ever teach you stuff like that?
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Wow. Yeah. What's your most common question that you get on Twitter?
Here's one. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, dude, come on. We're all fans.
I know. And
right
I always say this. I'm like we're not experts here. We're just fans of the genre.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, speaking of The Flash, I know we just did The Flash talk. I saw the first official picture of Mark Hamill back as a good version of the Trickster this season on The Flash.
All right.
How crazy
cool.
is that going to be? I guess he played a bad Trickster back in the day when he was doing Star Wars, but now he's going to be right before Star Wars Episode 7 comes out. Luke Skywalker himself is going to be on The Flash. I didn't even know that he was on the old Flash.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, Seuss, can I just say something really quickly?
Go ahead.
To those people out there that tweet you and say we don't know what we're talking about, don't let it get to you because I listen to a few I listen to a few podcasts with guys that completely know what they're talking about, and I don't claim to be an expert either. I just know what I know. And these guys are always talking about people that tweet them and email them. You don't know shit. You don't know what you're talking about. They're just jealous. They're just jealous fans, dude. They just wish. They wish to have a podcast to talk on. You know, they're haters.
No, but the majority of the time, you know, it's really positive, so it's great. And then people are downloading. Like, you think it's just us three talking? No, people are listening to this, and it's great that they have an interest in Batman the way we do. And even though they don't call in, they do contribute by downloading and listening to our podcast. Yeah, like even our last one. Our last podcast on Batman Talk, was it's over 400 downloads, and we just started, you know,
wow.
And it's not that long ago.
That's amazing. You know, and to those people that are downloading and really like it, then I commend them and say thanks. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Those guys.
That's great. And we want to give a shout out to the latest person who downloaded the podcast. This show is for you. Get it?
Yeah.
All right. Probably not. Okay, let's open the floor to you guys. Matt from Florida, anything you want to talk about Batman or Batman versus Superman, anything with Batman? Okay, maybe not. Superboy, let's go to you, sir.
Anything Batman. Let me see. There's some BVS. Well, it's not really Batman news, but I just heard it today, the news about I went blank, man. I heard some news about Jason Momoa today in Batman versus Superman, and I kind of forgot what it was. No,
he's not going to have blonde hair?
No, but you know what? A lot of people are saying, no, he would look dumb with blonde hair, but I'm not saying platinum blonde hair. I'm saying like a...
No,
like
give him some highlights.
You see guys
like
that are
from
blonde
the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Sun bleached, you know, like a dirty blonde, you know, would look cool on that guy. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would look cool. I don't know.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's gonna whoop ass.
And the
like,
sea, and you know what? I think Aquaman's gonna be the breakout star of the whole.
He's gonna be like the Iron Man. He's gonna be like the Iron Man.
I mean, I think he's going to come in and totally kick some ass, dude. This Aquaman doesn't look like he can.
Oh, and I can't wait for Ben Affleck's Batman. I mean, come on. It's Ben Affleck.
I think this guy is probably going to be the best Batman we've seen to date. I mean, he's going to be better than Bale. He's going to be better than...
I mean, and imagine with Zack Snyder's visuals. Even, I think I read something about Jason Momoa saying that he wants Zack Snyder to direct Aquaman.
No way, dude. You know what?
Yeah.
You know who Zack Snyder's become? Zack Snyder has become the Kevin Feige of Warner Brothers right now for the DC movies.
Yes.
Zack Snyder should just step back and give everyone directions. Like, okay, bam, bam, we're going here, we're going there. Yeah, man.
But here's the problem, man. It's kind of like, oh, no, he should definitely move closer to Wonder Woman, even though they have a female director. And I'm perfectly fine with that. But, I mean, imagine what he did for 300, the first one. And that was groundbreaking, like, visuals.
Yeah,
like, you've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
And,
really was.
Where did the music come from?
Wow, that was... Is the show over, or what's going on?
That was loud. No, it's not. the visuals he did for 300, it's like he has definitely a visual eye. And to bring these comic books, these graphic novels, and he's a huge graphic novels guy.
So that's
another thing, because I hate directors that say, I've never picked up a comic book before, but I'm directing the next Justice League movie. I'm like,
They don't understand the material.
And they think it's just like, you know, camera set up here. Okay, two shot, enter effects. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, Zack Snyder's a fanboy, dude. He totally gets it. He doesn't only understand the director's aspect of it. He also understands the fans aspect of it, you know? He's perfect for the job, man. As long as he's not writing, please don't let him write. As long as he's just directing, it's perfect. It's perfect. And I think the formula they got, dude, is awesome, because you got Ben Affleck probably helping out with the script. He'll probably get a credit, maybe. But you got Chris Terrio, Ben Affleck's boy, that wrote, he wrote the, what is it?
Argo.
Argo and the other one. What is it? The Town, or what was it called?
The Town. Yep.
Yeah.
Argo and the Town.
I mean, come on, man. You got an Oscar-winning freaking writer, dude, writing these movies with Zack Snyder's visuals. It's not going to go wrong. Oh, I know what it was I heard. about Jason Momoa said that his mouth dropped when Zack Snyder told him what's going to happen in the DC universe in the movies. He did not see it coming, dude. His mouth literally dropped, and he said, and look, let me tell you, my mouth doesn't just drop for anything, but when Zack Snyder told me what he had in store for the DC universe in movies, my mouth dropped, and I could not believe it. I could not believe it. Dude, that is huge news, because Ben Affleck pretty much said the same thing. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Remember
his
reaction to seeing the suit, and then also even Kevin Smith? They're like, dude, you've never seen this before on the big screen.
It wasn't only that. He was talking in terms of the script, too. He was like, we've got a really solid script here. It's something really special. I was like, yep. These guys are going
to put Ben Affleck in a bat suit? Come on.
He looks like Batman. He is Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the jaw. He's got the build. The guy's 6'4".
And he's
going to
play the older Batman? That's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely think he's going to play the Batman that's grizzled and doesn't take shit from anyone. He's had enough of it.
And apparently Jim Gordon's dead. And then the female Robin, possibly. I mean, it's just crazy.
I would like to see a flashback to Gordon, though. I would like to see,
that's the one thing I would miss from this universe is that relationship. Yeah.
You know what I would like to see? It would be a really cool nod if they put Michael Keaton as Jim Gordon in this movie in the flashback. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be nice.
Michael Keaton, dude. Jim Gordon. That would be perfect.
Yeah. I agree. All right, man. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for calling in, Superboy, and also Batman.
No
he is no longer with us. Thank you also for the listeners who are downloading Batman Talk. Thank you so much. We will be back next week talking about the latest and greatest of the Batwing hero. Superboy, do you want to give out a shout-out?
Yeah, to all the listeners out there, thanks for downloading and listening, guys. You humble us. It's really awesome you guys are listening to us. You can find me on Twitter at RedBlueSuperDude and on my buddies and mine podcast, Booster Gold Cola. We should be back within the next couple of weeks to do another episode.
You can find us
there, too. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys were on a rampage, and then you guys stopped.
Yeah, we're coming back again, though. We're going to try to stay consistent.
Okay, that wraps it up. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
All right. Good night, everyone.